Blog Talk Radio.
To you, my listeners and supporters. I'm super excited today because there are lots and lots of celebrations that is happening in my life this week, and I will let you know about them in a moment or so, but I am so excited to be on the airwaves with you again this amazing Saturday morning. Just called me from Arizona and she says, is it supposed to be snowing in Connecticut? And I don't know. So if anybody know if it's about to snow in Connecticut, can you call me and let me know? Because I don't know. The number to call this morning is 646-158-166. And today, I know it's approaching the time when everybody talk about doing a new resolution. So today's episode is dedicated to talking about the new you. You know, what resources or tools do you think you need to create the new you? What will you need for that? How will you choose a design for the new you? When is the best time to start to create the new you? Who should approve the finished project? And how long should the project take? So, the number to call as soon as we are ready to start the energetic stimulating conversation is 646-915-8166. But before we do that, I want to do a bit of housekeeping. You know that the Vision Weekend is coming up, and that is set to take place at the Broadway Millennium Hotel in Times Square, New York. And boy, oh boy, do we have a lineup for you. For those of you who have been following the radio broadcast since the 14th of November, oh my heavens, you know that you have been getting teasers from our different speakers. So far, you were teased by Mrs. Chandel Pitts, who is a designer, graphic designer, and you had Mr. Leon Ellis, who is a restaurateur. He is an entrepreneur and small business person and a motivational speaker as well. Then you had a Mr. Edward Foxworth III. And oh my heaven, he is a son of New York, a native of New York, who lives in Detroit now. So you know he is going to be in his super prime. He is so excited about coming home to minister to his people and to invest in them. And you heard a little bit from him about what he has in store for you, about your personal responsibility and all of that stuff. I tell you, Mr. Foxworth is amazing. And of course, this past Monday, you heard from the amazingly dynamic Crystal Washington. Crystal is a marketing and social media strategist. And let me tell you something. Did she rock the airwaves on Monday? So it's amazing. And later on in the show, I will introduce you to others that are on the platform. And this Monday coming up, our guest will be Mrs. Jan Mullock, the Minister of Positive Achievement. And she's going to be our guest. And of course, for those of you who have been following us these few weeks, you know that I have been so blessed and so privileged to be co-hosting segments with Jim Nemley, who is the host of the Building Your Better Business show, Extraordinary Business, excuse me, show. And we are also not only co-hosting, but we are broadcasting simultaneously. So you are getting, hey, two for one, and you cannot do any better than that. I want to tell you, I want to welcome guests 9573-9589. If there are any praying folks out there, would you agree with me in prayer that this technology works this morning, because Skype is having a mind of its own? So if you are out there and you are a praying person and you're listening, just touch and agree with me. My guest this Sunday will be Dr. Joyn Martin out of Scottsdale, Arizona. She's a phenomenal, phenomenal woman. And of course, you all know that Sunday is my birthday. So what better way to spend my birthday than with friends who will be celebrating with me. So Dr. Joyn Martin will be on the broadcast with me. And next Wednesday, December the 5th, I have a special celebration. I am co-author of a book, 365 Days of Gratitude. And next Wednesday, the 14th of December, is our big day when we launch the book. So the show will be devoted to just that, the launching of 365 Days of Gratitude. And I'm so honored to be a co-author and also to be one of the ambassadors who get the opportunity to be one of the spokesperson for the book. So join me next Wednesday on the show here when we will celebrate the launching of my new book, 365 Days of Gratitude. And I want you to visit DaphneClarkHudson.com, and you can see how you can support me there by ordering the book. My designer is working on the site as we speak, and you're going to see a lot more things that's going on there that you can benefit from. So I'm excited about the new book. I want to thank Donna Kozak for the opportunity to be among such elite authors, people who can really, really understand the importance of giving back to others. So that's next Wednesday, right here on the A New Day Show platform, when we will celebrate the launch of my new book, 365 Days of Gratitude. For those of you who have been following me for a while, you know that I am just so intense about gratitude and thanks and appreciation. Because honestly, this is what propels my life. You know, people have been so good to me. The world has been so kind to me. The universe has been amazing to me. So I indeed have a lot to give gratitude for. So before I get into the conversation for today about the new you, I want to take a brief commercial break and then just a 30 seconds and we'll be right back with you.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
I am calling in on the phone, so I don't know how this is going to pan out. Yes, I. I am faced with technical difficulties. So please, Lord, just bless these technology and so they can work. So this morning's episode, we want to talk about how do you define the new you? For years, from I was growing up in Jamaica, West Indies, I always observe people tripping for New Year's Day and everybody saying, oh, New Year's Day, we have to make our New Year's resolution. So I grew up hearing that. And to be honest, times when I too was bit by that bug of, you know, scrambling together to do the New Year's resolution. And as I continue to invest in me, I understand that the new me was not just about the flipping of a new year, going from one year to another. That's not what it is about. The new me needs to be consistent. So as you look on the topic today, it is going to be uniquely focusing on you, the individual. What would a new you look like? What would a new you feel like? How would you know when you really and truly has accomplished the new you? So there's a lot of soul searching and inventory taking that one needs to consider and focus on when you get into the dialogue of a new. I want to welcome JC Forever to the show, as well as 9621. please feel free to chime into the conversation about the new you, because I know you are listeners and supporters. You all have a wealth of information. So, as I was saying, it will take much more than the flipping of a calendar 1 year going to another year to say, oh, I'm going to wait to accomplish and create a new me. So what would creating a new you look like? You know, feel free, call in 646-915-8166. And I want to give you three books that are favorite in my library. And I tell you, I have hundreds and hundreds of books. You know, my entire wealth is in my library of DVDs, audio, visual books, you know, other tapes, even some big tapes that we used to use from way back when. They are in my library. But I want to give you three books, and they are from the same author. And these three books has really helped me in my life. And I want to share them with you, because as you continue or you start to think about designing the new you, of course, you're going to want to do some research. And you are going to want to have some information at hand. So, the first book that I want to share with you that got me off to this track of understanding that I was unique, that I was created for greatness, this book also helped me to understand the void that I was feeling in my life over the years. Oh, I want to send a gratitude out to Donna Tyson for having me on her show yesterday morning and for sharing my story. So for her show is Rivers of Faith. And I want to say thank you, Donna, for that. This book is called In Pursuit of Purpose. And if someone in the chat room can help me to type, because I'm not very proficient in multitasking by choice. And this book changed my life and gave me such a clear understanding. So much. Guess 9621, I just thank you for hanging in there while this thing acts up. And this is Keys to Achieving Personal and Corporate Destiny. This is another great book, and it is also by Dr. Miles Monroe. The other book is Overcoming Crisis: The Secrets to Thriving in Challenging Times. And this too is by Dr. Miles Monroe. So if you're looking to create a new you, these are some books that you will want to have in your library to refer to occasionally. Right, so I was talking about, how would the new you look? What does it look like? What tools will you need? And I just mentioned some of the tools that I'm using that you'll need. The other thing I think you are going to need are things. You will need the services of a coach. You will need a mentor. And you will need an inner circle. Those are people who will not be telling you what you want to hear, but what you will need to hear. Those are people who will help you to understand that you have the potential to become all that you were created to become. The inner circle are people who will operate and put themselves in the position which will present to you an unconditional platform for brainstorming. They will not prejudge you. So those are just a few of the resources that you will need, that I'm saying that you will need. But as you each look over your individual lives, you will be certain to identify some things that you will need. Next, how will you choose a design? Let us talk about that. What will your design look like, the new you? That is totally up to you. I can only tell you about me. As I evolved on this journey that I am called to travel, the new me has been reinvented many times. There was a time when the new me needed to build self-confidence, and I worked on that area. There were times when the new me needed more confidence. I worked on that. There were times when the new me needed to cultivate stronger and better faith, and I did that. There were other times when the new me needed to understand better, understand and demonstrate better listening skills and better listening skills and better communication, effective communication skills, and I had to work on those things. When I began speaking as a career, just the thought of going on the stage would just get me so nervous. There were lumps in my stomach, and I just did not know what to do. And I tell you, I had to work on that. I knew I had the potential to do what I was doing. I knew I had the training, and I needed to work on more experiences. So that part of the new me needed to be out there doing things more frequently. So at that time, I made the decision that I would begin speaking at Chamber of Commerce lunch, what they call them, lunch and learn. I would go to service clubs, Kiwanis and Rotary and JC's club, and I would speak at their breakfast meeting. Just to gain my confidence, I spoke at parent teachers meetings, and I did that because in order for the new me to become more effective, I had to identify where my shortcomings were and the things that I wanted to improve. There was time when I knew I had to get out there and begin to network more with like-minded people and people who have been there, done that, as our people often say. Because if there are things that have been already put into place, there is absolutely no reason why I needed to go out and to recreate that. So I became part of networking organizations. I began going to conferences and workshops and seminars and webinars and teleconferences and lunch and learn, everything that would expose me to becoming a more confident speaker and coach. So as you embark on how you're going to create the new you, you need to be looking in the mirror and just be honest. Ask the right question. What the design needs to look like. The design can only be created by you because you know what your calling is. So when you look around creating the new you, don't be looking at other people. You got to look on the inside and evaluate from the inside out. What are my strengths? How do I see myself adding value to others? Who will buy into what it is that I have, a product or a service? Who needs that? Who has a problem that my product or service is the to. So after you answer those questions, you're on your way to creating a design that will not be about you, but will be about the people who you are looking to serve. Remember, it is never about you. If you are in a business and it is about you, it is wrong. It is about the problem and the solution, about solving the problem of others. So at all times, you need to be able to come up with the right solution. Now, as you look on choosing the design, there are certain areas of your life that you want to look at. I want to welcome guest 9847 to the show. And you want to look on how you are going to be able to create better relationships. You must understand it does not matter what business we are doing. We are in the people business. It's about relationships. All the time, it is about relationships. People do business with people that they love and trust and respect. So as you look about that, some of the tools you want, what will it take for you to build better meaningful relationships? You will want to focus on your strongest potential rather than on your limitations. Your limitations you can always work on, and as you build on your potential, you're going to find out scale begins to balance. But if you continue to focus on your limitation, the scale is going to be tipping to the negative side and you are going to be out of balance. One other thing that you need to focus on, devote yourself to doing activities that you do well. What do you do well? We all know what we do well. You know, one of the things I do well other than speaking and making friends and just talking to anybody is cooking. Like my friend said to me the other day, you can make a gourmet meal out of rocks, meaning S-T-O-N-E-S. And I just smiled when she said that because, you know, I can just grab anything and make an amazing meal out of it. So know yourself. Know thyself. Only you know you. Again, the other thing that as you work on this new design of the new you, orchestrate your life so that you always have some events and activities going on in your life. There is always something going on that you can be part of. So find out how wonderful it is to be adding value to other people's projects. Because as we create the new whomever we want to become, we must understand that there are so many opportunities out there to add value to what we are doing. And we need not be doing it ourselves. Because right now with the influx of people on the internet, virtually and everything like that, there are people all over the world looking to be part of who you are, so long as you are adding value to other people. You know, the concert that we have coming up, we have two speakers who are from, three speakers who are outside of the USA. We have somebody from Israel. We have someone from Scotland. We have someone coming in from Hawaii. And all this relationship came about because we are so connected virtually. So you need to just build the relationships that you see yourself adding value to. And as you create the new you, you will not need to ask people to come on board on what you are doing. They will be there so long as you're adding value. I want to welcome DeAndrea Simit X Hall, guest 9685 9887 9897 9907 9985. I encourage you guys to call in 646-915-8166 and tell me some of the things that you have been doing over your lifetime to create a new you. And as you have evolved, I want to also hear from you what the new you looks like now. So please share with me. You are welcome, DeAndrea. So please let me hear from you what the new you is like now, and when did you begin to create the new you? And, you know, some stumbling blocks that you have encountered. And I am going to just continue until the switchboard lights up, that I hear from you guys. The number is 646-915-8166. The next section I want to deal with is we are talking about how you're going to choose the design. We just finished talking about that. Now I want to talk about when is the best time to start creating the new you. Now, as I was mentioning at the hour on the show, is that a lot of people think New Year's Day or New Year's Eve is the time to do that. I respectfully disagree. In order to have the best new you, you need to be doing it consistently. Each and every day, we need to assess and evaluate who we are. So if you're one of those people who are waiting around for New Year's Day to do your, thank you, DeAndrea. And feel free to call in to weigh in, because I know you have wealth of information that we can both share in this conversation. For those people who are waiting for the new year to create a new you, you are making a mistake. In order to be demonstrating and give the best of who you are, you need to be doing this on a regular basis. Each and every day, there's something that you need to be doing about the new you. I am a diligent journal person. I must write in my journal each and every day. And part of my journal entry is part of developing and creating the new me. I meditate. I'm excited because I just reconnected with a friend of mine who is a chiropractic and a yoga instructor. And we are talking about getting into doing yoga. And that's part of the new me and how I need to work on that. Part of the new me and what I've been doing, I have been taking responsibility for my mental health. And since, I think it's 2010, since the spring of 2010 up until now, I took 30 pounds off. Not because I was looking to lose, but I knew that there were things in my life that I needed to reinvent and to do better. And my eating habits was one of those things. So this summer, I just began eating so drastically different. You know, I have eliminated meat from my diet. I'm still eating some fish. I'm doing a lot of vegetables, blanching, and all of that. So as I reinvent and recreate the new me, I realize that my image and my physical appearance, I needed to focus on that. So I understand nobody had to tell me that. I knew that I needed to do that in order to have a better image, to feel good about me. So for those of you who follow me on Facebook or you subscribe to me, you can look on my page and you'll see the new me and how slender I am, and I feel good. My skin looks vibrant and healthy. So what it is in your life that you need to focus on during this creation of the new you. There also in the new me, I'm in the process of removing toxic people from my life. And I got to share a story with you without calling any names. There are times when you are surrounded by toxic people and you are so busy doing that you don't even take the time to realize that they're toxic people. And you know, as you are diligent in doing what you're doing, God will show up all the time to just help you out. And this is exactly what happened. There was a toxic person in my life, and I was kind of getting that feeling that the person was toxic, but I did not want to do anything about it. And God just stepped right in took action on my behalf to protect me. And all I can say is thank you. Thank you, thank you. And at the same time, what I've learned from this is not to be fearful to step up to the plate and to weed out all the toxic things and people in our lives that are not serving us well. And I can tell you, a lot of times, these are close friends and even family members. If you're on a journey and if you're on a mission, you got to know when to begin to separate yourself. It is also important to break away from people's expectations of you. Because the one thing I have learned over the years is that you can never satisfy and please others. So why not just stay true to the journey you're on and stay true to the calling that you were called to? Because each and every time you do something to please another person, you are going to find out that they have another expectation. It's like in midstream, they switch and check what the expectation is, and they still expect you to deliver. So, to be honest to yourself and to who you are, just be your authentic self. Be all that you were called to be. Do not look behind you. Do not look to your left. Do not look to your right. Just stay focused to the infinite you inside. And when you do that, you will deliver an A plus you at all times. I had to take a sip of my warm lemon water. That's what I take in the morning. That's another practice that I should share with you. That cleanses the system. So before I drink my green tea or anything else in the morning, I drink warm lemon, fresh lemon juice in warm water, and I'm still sipping on that right now. So I want to welcome guest 9977 to the show. And I want to ask you guys to please mark my show favorite, and I ask that you follow me on Twitter, on Facebook. My personal fan page is Dynamic. I also have a fan page for the Vision Weekend Conference 2012 that is coming up, and that is facebook.com/VisionWeekendConference. And I want to just take a quick commercial break and give you some update on what is going on. Next Sunday, this Sunday coming up, I will be joined from 7 to 8:30 by Dr. Joel Martin. She's coming on to share her story, her phenomenal, phenomenal story. And it is also my birthday, so she's going to be celebrating with me. So I look forward to hearing from all of you on another segment of my show. And next Wednesday, the 14th, is a special celebration for me because I co-authored a book called 365 Days of Gratitude. And next Wednesday will be the official launch of the book. So join us for the celebration right here on the A New Day Show and Blog Talk Radio. I am so, so super excited, and I'm hoping that more of the co-authors will be joining me here live on the show, and that is next Wednesday. So you see, I have so much to be thankful for, so much to be grateful for, and so much to celebrate. I want to welcome guest 1000 to the show. We are talking about the new you. Feel free to call in 646-915-8166.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
I want to welcome guest 1006-1008 to the show. Let us hear from you either by typing in the chat room or calling in 646-915-8166. What are some things that you have done or are doing to create a new you? And what does the new you look like now, or what will it look like if you have already completed this portion of the new you? Please let us hear about it. You heard me talk about my eating differently and what I look like now physically. And that was part of the new me. And for those of you who are just joining, earlier on I gave 3 books that can assist you in creating the new you. And the books are In Pursuit of Purpose by Dr. Miles Monroe. The other one is The Principles and Power of Vision, Keys to Achieving Personal and Corporate. Yes, I'm not sure why we're having so much challenges with this morning, but I pray that this will just smooth out soon. Yes, I have a call, and I'm going to take that call now. Good morning, caller. Your last 4 digits are 4152. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, I'm not sure why.
Yes, my name is DeAndra Smith Hall, and I was in your chat room. I'm from Manassas Park, Virginia. I'm glad to be on the show, and most of all, I'm glad that I ran into your show.
Thank you.
I love the topic, a new
yes.
you. And I like what you said about not waiting till 2012 to
mm-hmm.
begin on creating the new you. So
mm-hmm.
I definitely love your topic.
Yes. And let me say something. Skype is acting up, so if anything happens, just continue speaking until you hear me again. Don't stop. Let me ask you, DeAndra, have you in your life created a new you?
Yes, I have.
let's talk about that, because a lot of times we are in our little locations and we think we are the only one going through stuff and doing things. But let's please share what that was like for you, my sister.
Sure. Within the past 2 years, starting within 2010, beginning of 2010, with the help of the Lord, much help from the Lord.
Thank you.
He has led me into creating a new me, getting the negative toxins, as you said earlier, getting the negative toxins out of my life, negative
yes.
thoughts that I thought about myself,
mm-hmm.
Bad self-image that I had of myself. And also getting the friends that were no good to my future out of my life.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I had to take those steps. I had to separate myself. It was hard. It was not easy because, you know, like you said, close friends and even family members, they're the people that's connected to you and they're very close to you. And I love them and they love me, but it was not good for my future where God was taking me. As far as ministry, as far as my individual personal life, it wasn't good for me. And I had, in order for me to increase and prosper in the things that God was calling me to do, I had to look at myself, look at what I thought each and every day, look at my surroundings, look at who I had that was around me, get rid of the toxin. And when I did that, that's when the Lord started showing me my purpose. Even more, showing me my destiny and my ministry as far as like helping women and young girls get the self-image back, get their view off of what they think they are and who they think they are into who He has already created them to be, and so that they can be able to walk in that. So, that is the steps that I took to get started on a new me, and I'm starting to see it more and more each and every day. And like I said, it's not easy. It's hard. But as you begin to take those steps and begin to do the things that God wants you to do and begin to really look and, like you said earlier, evaluate your life and begin to look at that, see the truth for what it is. Don't, you know, when the truth comes to you, don't knock it out like it's not there. Look at it for what it is and begin to take those necessary steps of getting those toxins out. And then you'll begin to see that you're walking out the things that God wants you to do in your life. And you'll start to see your purpose. You'll start to see your destiny. In those questions that you had, you'll start to see answers come to it.
Andrea, I don't know if you're still on. Let's just say a word of prayer to just bless Skype to work. Are you still?
I'm still here.
Yes. Hello? Let us just say a word of prayer. You want to just say a word of prayer that Skype work?
Sure.
Yes. Just Lord, let's go ahead.
Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be on the air right now, Father God. We rebuke the adversary of what he's trying to do, Father God. He's trying to block the listeners from hearing the word that you will have for them on today, creating a new you, Father God. We ask that you would remove the hand of the adversary.
Yes,
stay the hand of the adversary, Father God. We know that the air belongs to you. Everything belongs to you. The earth thereof belongs to you. And, Father God, we set you up as king and ruler, which you already are. But we acknowledge your authority right now over the adversary, Father God. We rebuke him. We take the dominion that you have given us.
Yes.
The dominion that you have given us. We take that authority and we cast the tactics of the devil, the tactics of the enemy, we cast it down right now. We rebuke you. We rebuke what you're trying to do. And we cause it to stop right now in the spirit realm.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray that all things shall work for good, that the devil is trying to work for bad. Father God, we thank you for the listeners that are listening right now. Father God, we ask that you open up their spirit, their ears, their spiritual ears, open up their spiritual eyes, Father God, so that they may receive your word on today. Creating a new you, Father God.
Father God.
Creating a new you before 2012 comes in.
Yes.
This is a necessary step.
Yes,
we're not
going
to wait till 2012 to make New Year's resolutions. We're going to make our resolutions today.
Right
Amen.
Now. Right now, Father. Amen. Thank you, Sister DeAndrea. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
And I welcome my friend and sisters, Miss CJ and you. Oh, girlfriend, I hope you can call in and let us talk about what it is like for you to create the new you. Skype been acting ugly, but my sister just covered us in prayer. I just thank you, Sister DeAndrea. I hope this is not the last time that you're going to be here on this show. You have such an amazing spirit, and I thank you for this amazing prayer this morning that we can together in agreement to bind the enemy. And I just thank you so, so very much.
Thank you, Sister Daphne. And I thank you for your ministry. And keep on doing what you're doing for the Lord. Like you said, you have a great spirit as well. And I'm so glad that we have kin spirits. Amen. kin spirits.
I I want you to check out my Daphne Clark Hudson. I'm going to type it again in the chat room because there are some things there that I think you'll be interested in. I want you to check it out and share it with others.
I sure will. Thank you, and you have a blessed day.
Thank you, my sister. Oh, what a gift. I just want to thank her for coming on. Guest 10156-10186. And Miss CJ and you, thank you so much for coming on to the show. So, what does the new you look like? You know, are you in the midst of creating the new you, or have you already done so? As you gather your thoughts to call in 646-915-8166. As you get your thoughts about around that, I want to just introduce to you the speakers for the Vision Weekend Conference. The Vision Weekend Conference will take place in New York City on March the 23rd through the 26th. It is designed to be a vision revolution transformation conference. On the platform is Mr. Simon T. Bailey. Mr. Bailey is the founder of the Brilliance Institute. He will help you to understand how to release you. Then we have Mr. Willie Crawford. Mr. Crawford is a joint view guru specialist, and he will teach you how he became a millionaire and some of the things that he's still doing. Then we have Miss Crystal Washington. Miss Washington is a marketing social media strategist. Then we have Miss John Mullock, who is from Scotland, and she is the master of positive achievement. We have Mr. Leon Ellis. Mr. Leon Ellis is a restaurateur, entrepreneur, and motivational speaker out of Harlem, New York. We have all the way from Hawaii, Mr. Brian Ridgway, and he is a transformational mentor and teacher. Then we have attorney Ariella Mitchell Durant, is a copyright attorney. She's also a speaker on those in those areas. Then we have Mr. Stephen Jackson, who is the original geek and new media guru out of New York. We have from Canada Dr. Cheryl Cuttle, who is a strategic planner and business consultant. From Atlanta, we have Mr. Sam Orme, who is the CEO and founder of Voice One Worldwide. Israel, we have Mr. Kobe Huberman, and Mr. Huberman is the head of the Peace Initiative in Israel, and he is also the CEO and founder of Strategic Landscape. Mr. Edward Foxworth III, you heard him last Monday on the show. He is the personal productivity expert. He's also a native of New York who now resides in Detroit. And he is so excited about being part of the conference and coming back to serve the people in his home state. We have Mrs. Jennifer Sertle. Mrs. Sertle is an author and a strategic expert. Then we have Dr. C.J. Cohn. Dr. C.J. Cohn is a business development consultant from Tennessee, and they travel all over the country teaching people how they can set up their business for as little as $500. And she will be one of our panelists. And another panelist is Mr. William Cohn, who is of Dr. C.J. Cohn, and he will also be on the panelist. Next, we have Ms. Chandel Pitts, who is a design consultant, and she is out of Virginia. And then we have Mr. James Nemley, who is the CEO and of the Better Business Builder. He's also a business coach. And we are simultaneously broadcasting every Monday the A New Day Show and Building Your Extraordinary Business Show. And on that platform, each of the speakers are featured. Excuse me, I just lost my trend there for a while. Are being featured and presented to you so you can at least hear them, what they sound like, and what you are up to for a treat at the Vision Weekend Conference. I want to encourage you to join us on Facebook at facebook.com Vision Weekend. We are also on Twitter at the Twitter at Vision Weekend 1. That's where you can connect with us. And you can visit us. We are going to be on Eventbrite, where you can register. And also on ClarkHudson.com, you can see how you can register to pick your ticket up. Right now, we have the early bird registration going on. So visit ClarkHudson.com for more information on that. And Sunday coming up, this Sunday, my guest will be Dr. Joel Martin. And it will also be my happy birthday. So she is going to be there celebrating with me and sharing her story. And that the show takes place at evening between the hours of 7 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I look forward to you joining the celebration there, and also to listen to all the wisdom that Dr. Joel Martin will be imparting to you. Also, next Wednesday is my big day. It will be the launch of my book. I co-authored a book called 365 Days of Gratitude. And you can visit Clark Hudson, Daphne Clark Hudson. And we are going to be having it up there to show you how you can order a copy. It's only $17.95. You can order a copy, and hopefully you'll be able to get it in time for Christmas. If not, it will be right after the holidays. So we are taking pre-orders there. So again, I am just so excited for all the blessing that the Lord has bestowed on me. And I know He has only just begun with me. I want to welcome 0318 to the show. And we are talking about the new you, creating a new you, and what it looks like, what it feels like. You heard my sister from Virginia shared what she had to do to create the new you. And once she did that, the floodgates opened. Now, let's talk about who should approve the new project, the finished project. Who should approve the finished project? Well, you just heard my sister, DeAndrea, mentioned about what she had to do. And I think what I have done is to go into prayer and meditation and to ask God what else needs to be done to the new you. What wants me to be involved in now? When we ask the question about we need to approve the new you, we don't expect you to be looking to man to approve you. However, you can tap into your infinite self and know, I feel better about this model. This model has much more to give to people and to impact their lives. Remember at the bottom of the hour when I pointed out that trying to satisfy people, you will never meet up to their satisfaction and approval. So ask God, this is what I've done so far with what you have given me. And you heard my sister Deandra mention that once she weeded out the toxic people and did the things she needed to do, it's like the floodgates opened up for her, and is that opportunities presented themselves for her just to walk through to do what God has called her to do. So keep your eyes focused. Keep your eyes on the prize. Know that your only true assessment and evaluation will come only from God and from your devotion, and commitment to Him. Not from your husband, not from your wife, not from any other person, but your Creator. Your Creator is the one that has the blueprint. You know, your Creator and my Creator knows how many levels the new you has. So why not check in back to the Creator to get His approval on what needs to be done. I welcome on the talk. Please mark my show favorite and follow. This is the first time I've seen you here. And I love new company. So I welcome you. And if I have mistakenly missed other times when you come, I hope this will not be your last time. And please, will you bless us by calling us and letting us know what it is like for you creating the new you, or if you have already done that numerous times, please bless us by sharing with us. The number to call is 646-915-8166. Let us hear from you about what the new you looks like. So I look forward to hearing from you, Money Talk, or anybody else who want to share. You hear, my sister was bold enough to share with us about what it was like for her doing that. So let your approval come from the Creator, who is the one that knows the plan inside out. Inside out, our Father knows the plan. So as long as we do what He instructs us to do, we will be rewarded for what we do. Now let's... After He approves that portion of the project, the next question I have for you. The next question I have for you is, how long should the project take? I want to welcome guest 10414 to the chat. How long should the project take? I want to welcome guest 10436 to the show. How long should the project take? For me, creating the new me is a lifelong project. How about you? For me, I know I never arrive. I am a work in progress each and every day that I wake up. I open my eyes and I see the rising of the sun. And I know that I got to get busy working on me. Because I serve people, because of the vision that I have to change our world by transforming one life at a time, I must be committed to keep Yes. Thank you, Sister DeAndrea. Yes, 10533. I welcome you to the show. And we ask that you just send us some positive energies and blessing because Skype is acting up. I welcome guest 10536 to the show. What's the new you like? How long should the project take? It's a lifelong journey. You never arrive. When you are in ministry or when you are on your calling and purpose and a mission and a journey, you never arrive. Because each and every day you go out there, you must equip yourself to work in with the people that you are serving. It's different gender, it's different ethnicity, it's different culture. You need to understand how to respectfully relate to the people. And you need to give them the best at all times, the best of what you have. So don't you ever think that you have arrived and I don't have to do anything else. It puzzles each time when I speak to people and they do not read. They do not listen to any DVDs or CDs. They don't go to the library. They don't go to seminars. Nothing. If you are in ministry and if you are doing anything that serves people and you want to be the best, you must invest in you. Because the investment will pay off as you serve. I am sitting here and I tell you something. Each and every day I'm looking for something new that I can get involved in, that I can learn from. Guess 10536, 10561, 10563. I welcome you to this forum at this time in this space. And I encourage you to jump aboard, get involved. What does it look like for you, the new you? Let us hear from you, 646-915-8166. So, you know, you never arrive, and there are always so many people that can help you over the hump. Because I tell you, we will all encounter humps as we begin to reinvent our lives and recreate who we are. We are going to encounter hindrances and bumps. For example, this is a very passionate topic for me. I hold it dear to my heart, and yet Skype is acting up and yes, Skype is acting up. However, we will help. We will get this show finished. So I continue accepting the prayers. So, guest 10563, what's the new you like? What's the new you like? And remember, it is something that we do right now. I ask that you go and listen to the archive of the show so you can hear that I mentioned that can help you on this journey. But I encourage you to, as you reinvent yourself and create the new you, remember to come back here and share your story so that it can help others. I remember when I was homeless. And when I was living in the shelter, and every day, each and every day, I would get up and I would dress as if I was going to work. I had my makeup on, I was properly dressed, and I would go into the office and I asked the social worker to use the phone to look around for opportunities. So there are always opportunities out there that is lurking when you are going through your dark times and when you are in the midst of creating who you are and who you want to become. So keep your eyes focused. Know who holds the blueprint of who you are to become. You know who is the architect of your life and who created, who was the designer. The designer knows from the beginning what the finished product is supposed to look like. And so long as you remain close contact and in close committed relationship with the designer, you will be happy with the new you. So again, the number you can call is 646-916-8166. And a brief commercial break.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
And join us this Sunday evening, Sunday the 11th, between the hours of 7 and 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, when my guest will be Dr. Joel Martin. And Dr. Martin is out of Scottsdale, Arizona, so she's coming to celebrate with me. It's my birthday on Sunday. So she's coming to just invest in my listeners and to spend time with me on the airwaves. So, I just got an instinct to extend the time because it's my birthday, to extend the time, and I'm going to go right on and extend my time slot for Sunday so that we can have more length to just interact and celebrate with my listeners and supporters. So join Sunday's episode, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard. So we are going to go from 7 until 9 p.m. and just have a good old party up in here on Blog Talk. And on Wednesday, 14th, I will celebrate the launch of the author on 365 Days of Gratitude. We will officially launching the book here on Blog Talk Radio Show next Wednesday. So why don't you be with me then? And also I want you to visit DaphneClarkHudson.com and just yes, I want to just welcome guests 10728-10707-10694 and thank my sister DeAndrea for continuing there. You know, technology has a mind of its own, so I just want to bless it and love it and release it and pray that the next 25 minutes that we have will be uninterrupted, and that's what I'm believing for. So, for the people who are just joining us, I want to welcome 10741 to the show. What does it mean for you to have a new? Let's talk about that. Give us a call, 6915-8166, or you can type in the room, and I will read what your remark is. I know that people are always waiting on New Year's to make goals and to do New Year's resolutions. But you can't wait that. You cannot wait on the last day of the year to do that. You need to be doing that continuously and consistently. If you are just joining the chat room or you're just listening on the air, feel free to call us at 646-915-8166 and let's talk about what does that mean for you? What does this topic mean to you? I'm thankful for the sister that called in and share her experience with us, because we all learn from each other. We can all learn from each other, each and every day. I want to welcome 10764 to the show. What does it mean for you to have a new you? You know, what does it look like? You know, what are some obstacles that you have to be overcoming? Are you willing to pay the price for the new you? Are you willing to commit and be sold out towards the responsibility of the new you? Those are some other questions that you will want to ask yourself. Once the new you shows up, are you committed to it all in spite of, in snow, sleet, storm, rain, whatever situation turn up? When you are knocked down and knocked out, are you willing to get up and brush yourself off, hold your shoulders high, and continue with the new you? Ask yourself a question. There are no wrong or right answers. Know that we are all unique and we are all authentic. But as we evaluate ourselves and we look towards broader horizons, there are some things, there are some people, there are some circumstances, there are some issues that are going to be showing up. And I can tell you from personal experiences, these things that I just list oftentimes caught me from the blind side. And I must be honest to you, there were times when I cried. There were times when I was confused. There were times when I was depressed. I was anxious. I was uncertain. But I tell you, as I grab a hold more solid and more firm to my Creator and to understand about who holds the blueprint of the new me, all those things I was able to just drop by my side. I just shed them. It's like when you see an insect and you spray the insect and it just falls. That was what was happening to those things. You need to do an inventory of yourself and to get an understanding of what it is that you need to do to be fully committed to the new you. Know that once the new shows up, that's a time for no more excuses. Because once you start operating excuse mode, you're going to find out that you are going to be stuck right in that place where you are. And you will never be able to move from that new you. So, that new you will not be able to be reinvented because you're going to have excuses that will be preventing you from doing that. So, there are so many questions that you're going to ask yourself. Once the new you is created, you will need to revisit your action plan and see how that fits into where you are now. Honesty, honesty, honesty. Remember, when you do these things, you are not doing them for other people. once you do the evaluation and the assessment and all of that, you are preparing yourself for the calling and the purpose that you are on. And that's what needs to be in your mind. Once you have those, know that now the lid is off the container and it is no longer about you. Once you step out, once you open your front door and you walk outside, it is no longer about you, my brother and my sister. It is about the society you serve, your community. There are some of us that wear so many hats. So when we think about creating the new you, we will be looking at each of these hats and figuring out, oh my God, what am I going to be doing to create the new me for this, for that, for the other? Women are wives, they are mothers, sisters, they are aunts, they are teachers, they are nurses, they are policemen, they are military personnel, they are singers, they are dancers, they are actresses, they are secretaries, they are administrative assistants, they are, and the list goes on and on. They are friends, they are confidants, they are supporters, they are coaches, they are mentors, and the list goes on and on. However, as I mention all of these lists to you, you cannot only reinvent one of those responsibility and roles. You need to reinvent each and every one of them on a regular basis. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your purpose. You owe it to the legacy that you are creating, not to become stale, not to remain dormant. However, to be always fresh and to always be a seeker of knowledge, insight, and information. Again, we still have time for you to call. The number is 646-915-8166. I want to invite you personally to my birthday party with Joel Martin on Sunday at Sunday, the 11th of December at 7 p.m. And I think we're going to go from 7 until 9 just so I can have enough of Dr. Joy and accept calls from my listeners. And we can just act crazy and just love on each other and just do an amazing thing and pray for each other. We're just going to just do things crazy on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. And again, on Wednesday, I have another celebration. It's the celebration of the release of my book, 365 Days of Gratitude. And I'm one of the co-authors in that book, and I am so excited. I'm so excited about the blessing that has been bestowed on me. It was time for some lemon water. So that's why I was quiet there for a minute, just catching a sip of lemon water. I started off with it being warm, but starting at 10 o'clock and now it's a 11:45. It's no longer warm. As fresh lemon is good. 646-915-8166. Welcome guests, 11032 to the show. What is it like for you to be considering or listening to the topic around a new you? Have you already created the new you? Are you in the process of working on you? Share with us this morning and let us know what it looks like, what it feels like, and all of the good in-between stuff. Feel free to give us a call, 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166 is the number. number where you can call to share with us about the new you. I'll once again run over the names of the speakers for the Vision Weekend Conference. Mr. James Namley, CEO of the Better Business Builders, Mrs. Chandel Pitts, Black Cat Design, Mrs. Jennifer Circle, Strategic Landscape, Mrs. Jennifer Circle, author of Transitional Leadership and the Soul, and she is also She's also an expert and strategic specialist. Mr. Edward Cosworth III is a personal productivity strategist. Mr. Kobe Hogan is CEO of Strategic Landscape. And Kobe is the co-author with Jennifer on the book. That's why I was just mixing them up. Then we have Mr. Brian Ridgway. Is a transformational coach and mentor. Mrs. Ariella Mitchell Durant is a copyright attorney. Mr. Stephen Jackson is a new media guru. Dr. Sharon Cuttle is a business development consultant. Mr. Sam Orr is the founder of Voice One, One Voice Worldwide. Mr. Willie Crawford is the joint venture guru, and he's also a millionaire, and he's going to be sharing all his wit with us. Miss Crystal Washington is a social media strategist and marketing specialist. Miss Jan Mullock is a positive achievement specialist. Mr. Leon Ellis is a restaurateur, entrepreneur, and motivational speaker. And Mr. Simon T. Bailey is our keynote speaker. He will be speaking at the banquet, and he will also be speaking at our Sunday morning session. And what an honor it is for me to be the torchbearer of the Vision Weekend Conference. Visit us on facebook.com Vision Weekend, and we are on Twitter at Vision One. So join us there, and you can also check out DaphneClarkHudson.com for some great things that is happening there on my worldwide page there. I tell you, it was a close call, because it's last week I realized I had not secured my name. So somebody said, "You don't have your name." I said, "Ouch!" So I just went and I just got it there. I am so excited about the conference coming up. We are also setting it up on Eventbrite, so you can go there and pick up your tickets. It's going to be in New York City on March the 23rd through the 26th at the Broadway Millennium Hotel. I am just so excited about it. If you have never been to New York, or if you are overdue for a trip to New York, here is an amazing opportunity for you to come and visit us. Invest in yourself, invest in your business or your ministry, and come and hang out with people who are movers and shakers in the entrepreneurial arena. They are committed to serving you and to bless you. They are giving to you from the core of who they are. They are not holding back. I also encourage you to join us right here every Monday evening, 7 to 8, when we will showcase one of the speakers for the Vision Weekend Conference. And this week, we will be showcasing none other than Miss Mullock. And Miss Moloch is out of Scotland, and she is coming onto the show to just give us a tip so you can get a sample, a teaser, an appetizer, if you may, and which will prepare you for the main course in March. You can see all of the speakers on the fan page. You can also see them on DaphneClarkHudson.com. What an amazing team. What an amazing platform that has been pulled together. And I tell you, I could not have done that. You know, and this is part of the new me thing. You know, there are times when we must humble ourselves and just be still. We might be in the midst of working on something and it's not going our way, and we have to understand about being still and let God do his work. And this is the platform that God has pulled together. And I tell you, yesterday I was on Donna Tyson's show and Rivers of Faith. And she mentioned for you to come to this event for less than $1,000. Is unheard of. And you can register for the Vision Weekend Conference for 7 early bird and by saving $180. So check us out on DaphneClarkHudson.com for more information on how to do that. So we look forward to seeing you in New York City on March the 23rd through the 26th at the Broadway Millennium Hotel. We ask that you pray for the event. We ask that you pray for the speakers. We ask that you share the information with others, because God is looking to make a statement in Times Square. He has not placed us right there in Times Square by mistake. We were divinely placed there, and we want to be true calling that he has called us for and towards the message that he wants for us to deliver there. So we encourage you to join us on March the 23rd through the 26th for a vision transformation experience. It is going to be like no other conference, workshop, or anything that you have been to. The first thing I want you to note is that you will not need to choose classes. You will be blessed to hear each and every speaker, because each and every presenter will be presenting to the entire group. So you don't have to be hopping from class to class to say, oh, I want to hear from Crystal. Oh, I want to hear from Ed. Oh, I want to hear from Daphne. No, you won't have to do that. Each and every one of us will be speaking to the entire group. So again, I just want to thank you for joining in. I want to thank my sister, DeAndrea, for calling from Virginia. I want to thank all the other listeners who came into the chat room and joined it there. And I really appreciate it. And I invite you to come back on Sunday to celebrate with me my special day. And I also invite you to come back next Wednesday, when I'll be doing the launch of a new book, 365 Days of Gratitude. So, so long. Know that you are called for a destiny, and do not allow anyone to derail you. Share this link with somebody else. Share this with somebody else so that they too can understand about the new you. Stay blessed, and God bless you.
What's the plan that you have for me? The place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the place that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.